Blessings, blessings. This is Dr. Kirk on your podcast today. On this new week of great expectations, I want you to think about the moment that you do not succeed in a goal. What are the things that you think about? Do you think about you are a failure, or do you look in faith and say, I will try again and I will do better? Yes, this is your inspiration on this podcast with Dr. Kirk. Today, I want you to think about, so you failed, so what? So you didn't make it, so what? So things are not going the way you planned them to go, so what? And the reason I say so what is because it is a wonderful thing to know that when you fail, you really got launched. I want you to type that when I failed in life, I really got launched. And what do I mean about that? By saying that? Because when you are not successful at a thing, it gives you another opportunity to display yourself on the altar of the Lord. Yes, you can have a bad moment, but still have a good moment at the same time. Because we understand that the trying of our faith worketh patience. You must understand that when experiences doesn't go the way you want them to go, it's just a time for you to look back, take a snapshot, and begin to say, you know what? I'm going to screenshot this moment because I understand it got to get better than this. Because remember that there is no obstacle that can stop you. There is nothing that can slow you down. There is nothing that can stop you from going forward in your life. And one thing I want to share with you, you are God's best. And I want you to say that to yourself. I want you to type this if you are on TikTok, if you're on Facebook, social media. I want you to type that. Nothing will stop you. You are the one that God is looking for. You are the one that can pass that test in college. You're the one that can get that business up. You're the one that can start that ministry. And you're the one that God is looking for the greater. And so today I want you to know, so what? It didn't work. Try again. Statistically, when things fail, you should go back and start them 3 times if you fail for 21 days to produce something successful. So today, don't give up. Don't give out. You got this. It's just a matter of time before others will see the manifestation of your faith as you travel to your next wealthy place. This is Dr. Kirk. I love y'all. God bless you. Hey, blessings. This is Dr. Kirk on another podcast today. The amazing thing about you is that you understand the importance of knowing that life is important. So I want to encourage you today to dream bigger. Yes, I want you to type that. Dream bigger. Because when you dream bigger, you respond stronger. You respond in confidence. You respond in a willingness to know. Today, I want you to dream as big as you can. I want you to expand your mind. Those things that are not coming together like you thought they would, I want you to dream bigger. I want you to see those things coming to pass for you. Yes, you who are listening to this podcast. I am Dr. Shonda Kirk, and I come to bless you and to encourage you that your dreams are big, your life is big, your car is big. Your home is big. Your family is big. Your money is big. It's just big. And what do I mean by this podcast? Because the Lord is constantly telling us to dream big in everything. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have concerning you. They are thoughts that are big. They are thoughts that are good and not of evil. They are thoughts of an expected end." Yes, God is expecting great things from you today. In this time that you have on earth, dream the biggest dreams. Do the biggest things. Enjoy the biggest life. Because at the end of your life, I want you to have so many blessings that you can bless others. You can bless your family. But most of all, you can leave a big legacy to somebody. Dream big. Dream. Expand. Extend. Be an enormous thinker of the dreams and apply what needs to happen for those things to come to pass. This is the time for you to grow up, show up, and know who you are. Stop thinking bad about yourself. Stop thinking that you're not going to make it. Listen, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I love you. May heaven smile upon you.